Blog Talk Radio.
Love of Chair. Can a boy from a small chair in a big room find happiness as a top dog in a pet shop? As our story begins, the boy is sitting. The boy is wearing pants. The boy is bending over. The pants are splitting. Will the pants hold up? Will the boy hold up? Will the show hold up? And what about Naomi? For the answer to these and other questions,
did the bell ring?
Tune in tomorrow for Love of Chair.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight, and there is no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there is no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss would make it clear that tonight is right, and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there was no moon at all.
America's 56 in debt.
Captain America's holy, second in life expectancy. If you don't want to die when you're a baby or old, then call Captain Monarch, because he's got the quote. He's 49th and mom's dying during childbirth. Captain America is morbidly obese. The percentage of him that's fat is 33. America's the 18th fattest in the world, and if you want to get AIDS, you can still get AIDS. Captain America has the ninth most AIDS. You think Captain America's politically split in half? One half of him's mad and the other's just as mad. But 52% of Captain America doesn't identify with the political party. He's too busy eating the third most meat. Happy 4th of July from ADHD.
Bouncy, bouncy tune. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud publishers of The Art of the Con, by Phineas J. Whoopi and Ron Jeremy's Dildos for Dummies. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday night's Possum Hour, the award-winning broadcast you're listening to now. During the week, who the hell knows? You know, I don't know. I hear Clobbering Time is on sometimes with your pal and mine, Ben J. Grimm, and they just celebrated their 600th broadcast this past week. Congratulations to all the geeks everywhere. Snap into a Slim Jim. Howgity, howgity. And then there's Friday Night Possum, which, coincidentally, we put on Friday nights. The phone lines will be open in just a moment. For the life of me, I can't remember what the call-in number is there. Somebody help me out here. Tex, you got anything on this?
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. I figured that you're the Muriel, cigar-smoking kind, so let me get right to the point. You're right in style when you're in Muriel's company. Hey, big spender, spend a little dime with me. Muriel Miles crowd. Pick one up and smoke it sometime.
Oh, and there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
This. It's Sarah. Coventry.
Sarah! What's up?
Weird question.
Go right ahead. Ask anything, man.
If you had to die, would you choose you? Drowning,
or fire, L-O-L. Jeez, I don't know. What?
You're a syphilitic, miscarriage of a Mongolian gangbang.
L-O-L. What the fuck?
Suck my imaginary dick. Sigh. L-O-L. Love you all. Twat waffles. Bye-bye.
Out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Thank you.
A woo, a wow. A woo, a wow, wow. A wow, a woo.
Oh, behave. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Sweet.
Good stuff. So this
how are you,
is
sir?
Chair, right?
Love of chair. I was I was reminded of that when I said, and what about Naomi? And I went, man, and I watched, that was a wild fucking show, man.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Electric Company, man. And that was Bill Cosby in that clip. Oh, man. Well, we had my little sister was of age to, you know, benefit from watching that.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years old maybe. And she'd be watching it, and the rest of us would be all, you know, gathering around a TV every day when we figured out how funny it was. That was a great show. Love of Chair. That was also Morgan Freeman's early gig.
Gig.
He was Easy Reader back in the day. Oh, we quit saying back in the day. I'm sorry. Okay, a couple of show notes from Friday. It's not Twisted Dream.
Okay.
Twist a dream.
Okay.
Which means roll a cigarette.
Yeah, get one ready. Twist a dream.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Twist a dream. I'm sorry, I did not enunciate that properly.
There you go.
The other thing, when I said church for choice, church, that's Groucho Marx. Groucho Marx says church.
Yeah.
That's church.
That's Brooklynese.
Yeah, that's church.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're up to date now with the show notes.
You know, twist the, it still works.
Twist the dream.
Yeah, it still works. It just means you already rolled it. It's done. It's the twisted dream. It works.
Yeah. Well,
no need to apologize, sir. You're forgiven. The world is right.
I'd rather smoke a bowl myself, but that's just
same
me.
Here. I'm a bong guy.
Yeah. I could see you high. You'd be so paranoid.
Exactly.
Like crawling
that's
under
why
the bed.
I never cared for it because you got me paranoid.
You'd be crawling under the bed hiding, man. Stuff.
That's me.
Well, you know, every once in a while you got to just blow something up. Wow, we got
ain't
something weird in
true.
There, huh? Ipko Kapushki.
Yeah.
I think we've got the Russian spies are here, man.
Uh-oh.
That's the kitchen. A new possum. Trying to pretend they're a Nietzsche. Anyway. So I says, you know, we got to blow something up there on the old possum hour, I says.
What you got?
I just Googled dance songs. You know, why not?
There you go. That'll work.
Remember that stupid bit on Saturday Night Live where they would, like, dance and, like, what is love? Baby, do help me.
With their heads.
Do
help me. With their heads wide on.
Wobbleheads.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I said, hey, man. Equal opportunity TNT expert over here. I got it all locked and loaded. If the you want to do the honors and press the lever on this one?
Yeah.
They hit it.
Hit.
How many feet you got? Two. You skillet head. Give me that tape.
What is love?
No!
Don't even hurt me.
Oh!
Don't hurt me. No more.
Fuck you in the ass.
What is love?
Have you thought about your act for the show yet? Any change in the act, or is it going to be, you know, the usual routine?
No, we'll have to change it, I'm sure. We can't...
No, stop it, isn't it?
We'll have to change it, but we can't do the same thing all the time. We haven't thought about what we're going to do yet.
Suits with collars on? Brush parking
hair? Never know.
Something like that?
May not wear suits. Never know. We've no idea.
John, in this royal variety show, when you're appearing before royalty, your language has got to be pretty good, obviously. This thing about Ted Heath saying that he couldn't distinguish...
I can't understand
the Queen's English.
I can't understand Teddy saying that at all, really. I'm not going to vote for Ted.
You're not going to change your act just for the Lord Privy.
Oh, no, like, we'll keep, like, the same kind of thing, like, won't we?
Oh, well,
yeah. Yeah, that's
man.
Right.
You like that?
Yes, I did.
Hey.
I was having a little hope.
Yeah, I'm a picking, and you're a grinning.
There you go. There you go.
Back when the Beatles were good.
Didn't they used to have a polka band before they became the Beatles?
Yeah. That was Ringo on the washboard, man. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I'm thinking of Pink
George
Floyd.
Was blowing.
Pink Floyd had a poker
George
band.
Was blowing the jug there, man. Blowing the jug. Or Homer Simpson dancing to the jug music.
Homer,
Lisa lost
Homer
her saxophone.
Yeah.
Don't stop. He's trying to think. Not mad. All right, there they are. The great. Look at that crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, good guy.
Man, nice recovery from Friday, man. It was like, we had negative people here Friday. It was weird, man.
Yeah.
People actually weren't here that weren't here. And we had people here that weren't even here. But tonight we've got real people. And there's the one on top is great. Apple Cheeks Alice.
Oh, yeah. Sweet Alice.
Welcome, darling. You are welcome here in the Possum Lounge.
Sweet Alice.
And, after that, Dr. Cake, who we missed Friday. Oh, my God, you weren't here Friday. It wasn't a show. It was not a show.
Especially, it was not a show. It was an event.
Well, it kind of was a little bit of a show when she listened to the archive.
for me. Oh, okay. All better.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But wouldn't be showing up, Dr. K. That's what we say, man. All right, there's G.T. Trenton, our pal.
GTO.
He wasn't here. Even Apple Cheeks went here, Dr. Cake went here. GTO was not here. That early time threw everybody off. That was a weird show, man.
Yeah, it threw us off.
It was. It was a weird fucking show.
Hell. Yeah. What a difference 2 hours made.
Oh, it paid off big, though. I got up the next day. I didn't feel crunchy, you know.
You didn't feel crunchy?
No crunch. No crunch, man. I was able to, like, face life and do it with a smile. It's beauty.
Okay.
Thanks for coming, GT. And as guest 2020, been hanging in there since the show started.
Yeah.
Welcome. Appreciate the ears. Possum Pine Bob's here. Oops.
Possum Pine Bob.
I just poured my first natty. Hi, Bob. I got to put them in the fridge, man. The pantry's warming up, I reckon.
Freezer.
No. Frozen natty. Bad. Cold natty, good.
Okay, Frankenstein.
Frozen natty, bad. No good.
I got my cough.
Woofy. Well, I said this is a little, I put it in my coffee cup, so my mug, so it's a little warmed up a little bit there.
Okay, there you go.
Got a little coffee flavor to the natty.
Well, you're fooling the brain. You're fooling with your brain. Your brain don't know what it's at.
Hey, I discovered this, man. Speaking of getting up at the crack of fuck and feeling cool Saturday, I discovered that physically, if I'm physically tired, that's not a good thing. But if I'm mentally tired, I draw better. Or I draw very well, say. Yeah.
Interesting.
Once my brain shuts off. And I think it's because it's like I'm not sitting around thinking about, oh, shit, I haven't done my taxes, or I got to cut the grass, or it looks like rain. I'm just blindly, mindlessly drawing.
In a weird way, you're focused when your brain is off.
Yeah.
On one thing. Okay, all right.
Because the left side takes over, and the rest is history.
Okay. Mine shut down long ago. My brain is going fishing.
Well, not only did I have to get up at the crack of fuck to go draw, I was drawing till the crack of fuck, 2:30 in the morning that night.
Oh, okay, marathon.
After prom. Two different gigs, bookends.
Afghanistan, Ohio?
Pardon me?
Where in Ohio was it?
One was in Bowling Green, the morning one, and then local for the second one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we had the Bowling Green Massacre, man. It's great.
Glad you made it back for it.
Oh, yeah. Safe as kittens. And then I had another gig Sunday where I had to draw little kids. I'll talk more about that later. That was kind of weird. These kids were, like, strangely creative. I'll just go ahead and finish the thought. They came up, you know how, like, I don't usually do bodies on the things, right?
Yeah.
But they requested bodies. That was fine, you know. No biggie. I don't care anymore. So
my brain's off.
Yeah. And besides which, I was exhausted, so I was drawing beautiful shit. You know, I was up till 2:30 in the morning. And these girls are, like, flipping me out. They're, like, two second grade, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. This one goes, well, they're, like, I'm drawing them as hula dancers. And then the first one goes, I'd like to be riding a surfboard. Okay, so that was the first different one. Okay, cool. So I draw her on a surfboard. Makes sense, because it's a luau theme, you know.
Yeah.
And then this one girl goes, I want to be a crab. What? So I'm like, you know, I'm asleep, man. So I drew her head, and then I put it on a crab body. They were freaking out, man. They were losing it, man. It was funny. This other girl, the last girl, wanted to be a dwarf.
And I drew her head and I put this dopey, like, you know, Lord of the Rings dwarf body on her. They were losing it. There were a couple other weird ones. Oh, one girl wanted to be a Pegasus.
Oh.
Like, you want to be riding a Pegasus? No, I want to be a Pegasus. Okay.
Creative kid, that's nice.
I know, it was flipping me out, man. I put the big horn in her head and put her on a Pegasus body. Weird as fuck, man. Cool kids. I love this. There's hope for the future, I think, man. I really do.
Unfortunately,
I like this. I like these kids.
Creativity.
Well, that's true. Well, these kids are spoiled rich kids, so they're going to have some time to exploit their
imagination.
All right. Well, there he is, after that hilarious anecdote. Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister of finance and parking. Wait, I got to say hi to Bob again.
Go for it.
Hi, Bob. Lubricate them pipes. And there's the Kitchen Ew, or Kitchen Zero.
Kitchen
I think they're a Russian spy skis or something.
Hey, Ted. Yeah. And the possum lounge. Where you been?
It's all right, man. I'm a pawn of the media.
Okay.
Hey, man, you know, I was reading this article, and it said this, what did it say? Something like, this is available on Apple Music, you know?
Okay.
My first thought was the Beatles Apple label, you know? Like, man, I'm old. I'm old. Like, that's current in my mind, you know? It's like fucking 50 years old. They haven't put out an album in
1970.
At least a generation. Well, welcome, Kitchen. Good to have you with us. And there he is, returning triumphantly. Oh, I don't know if I've ever formally congratulated you, sir, on your Chicago Cubs.
Hey,
Uncle Wiggly. Yeah,
all right,
Chicago
Wade.
Cubs,
Talk
man. They are now the evil empire, dude. Any
empire.
Sympathy I had for you and their losing ways is now been wiped out.
You
were actually was wiped out when they took Gung Hung Jung out. That was the Cubs did
that,
man.
Guy,
they, they broke his legs, man.
Oh,
they had him whacked.
Like Sinatra.
He did.
Break his fucking legs.
Jung Ho Gung. Jung Ho Gung.
Before you pull the card,
there he is.
I would like to say a little shout out to Sifu Chi from Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the archive.
Oh,
Sifu's good.
Most excellent. All righty, man. Well, there you have it, ladies and germs, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
The boy from Mar-a-Lago goes walking, and when he passes, each one he passes goes. Apple, spending millions each vacation, he laughs as he rips off the nation, and when he passes, each one he passes goes.
You cut meals on wheels?
Healthcare?
NES?
NEA?
Pussy grab?
Tiny hands.
Watch him so madly. How can I tell him I loathe him? Yes, while he's dining on lobster, and Melania stays in NYC, the bill comes not to him but me. How much money is he making from presidential golf vacationing at his own Mar-a-Lago by the sea? Oh, works, no one will ever know, 'cause he's holed up in Mar-a-Lago, laughing at his own government money tree. He's living free.
Fascist.
And charging me.
Bring hands, gobshite.
Down by the sea.
Bloviated shit gibbon.
Most excellent, man. All right. You know who brought that to my attention?
Who?
A world famous jazz musician happens to share my last name. Yeah, she sent me that the other night. I got a hoot out of that.
You know what Mondays is, right? Why don't we get her on the show? Like we tried last year.
She's probably, dude, she's a jet setter, man. I'll ask.
No time for us fossils. Okay, all right.
Yeah, she's a fucking big star, man. I'm lucky she fucking private messages me, man. Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Glad I was nice. I wasn't that nice to her. I used to tease the shit out of her growing up. I'm damn lucky she talks to me, man, to be honest.
That's your job. Your older brother.
That was a big brother, all right.
Not me.
Oh, boy.
Not me.
I used to get her in trouble, and then my mom would be yelling at her, right? And then I'd get behind mom where she couldn't see me, but my sister could see me, and I'd, like, point and laugh, like, you know, without making any sound. Oh, what a dick. What a dick. That one used to get her so fucking mad she wanted to kill me.
Oh.
Had fun.
Anyway.
Where's Maggie C is my question. He's not in the Possum Lounge there. I'm going to send out a search party. Because, man, it just doesn't seem, you know, she's almost as integral to the plot as Dr. Cake and everybody. You know, I mean,
she's right.
An important part of a balanced breakfast. And we've got Jaybird on the line. Let him on here.
Jaybird.
I couldn't believe he hung through the 45 bit, but hey, man, God bless you.
Remember, the number to call is BR549.
You do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott.
Hey, Jaybird, you there?
Jaybird.
Yes.
Hello.
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I want you to make me a.
You know, you're on the Grenache Network here, man.
Grenache.
What's up, man?
Can you draw me as a liger?
A liger? Yeah. They were like coming up with weird shit, and I just went like, sure, why not? A crab.
Make me a pinker.
The crab one. They said they would tag me on Facebook, but the damn crab one was crazy, man. I had big claws and shit. It was funny as fuck.
Jaybird's
them all laid out on the table.
He likes the half naked chick with the saxophone. Didn't you, Jaybird?
Yeah. That's Decker, you gotta see
nice.
That Twitter.
He has something like Grips on it. Yeah. Or Gips, whatever.
Yeah, and then you can have Gips, and I've got Larry from Three's Company going, oh my God.
Fucking Larry. And he's got Meatloaf's tit on it.
Got what?
Meatloaf's tit.
Meatloaf's tit.
Yep.
Meatloaf's tit.
With that Ed Norton.
I haven't thought about Meatloaf's tit in years, but man, now you bring it up. Boy, that's fond memories there.
That's hard to get it out. When Ed Norton, from the Honeymooners is resting on it.
Norton.
I'm not sure what that was. actually.
No, that was the actor, Edward Norton, hugging
Edward Norton.
Hey. It was from Fight Club.
Oh man, did you catch the Stooge marathon the other night or the other day?
No.
Saturday.
No, I wanted to tell you about that.
It was fucking great, man, because it was between those two gigs. I said I had bookends. What was the book in the middle? I come home, and it's a Stooge marathon.
Oh. I hope there's a channel
it's
I
great.
Don't get.
No, antenna. Don't you get antenna?
Oh, yeah, motherfucker. I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Every April 1st, April Fool's Day, they do a Stooge Marathon. And their Stooge Marathon is one of the greatest Stooge Marathons because they go Curly Shemp, Curly Shemp, Curly Shemp, Curly Shemp, as it should be.
Yes.
A balanced Stooge Marathon.
Well-balanced Stooge.
Because that used to piss me off as a kid. We'd go to those marathons in the 70s, and it was all Curly. It's like, dude.
Yeah.
Can I get a little Shemp love?
Midnight Showings. Midnight Showings on the big
no
screen.
No Shemp love, man,
oh,
at those fuckers. Oh, those were fun, though.
They always show the old one where they were firemen, which is fucking great.
Yeah,
that's, on the big screen, it's fucking phenomenal. It's great.
Yeah, we used to twist a dream and pass it around and during those things, man, back in those days.
I had an army shirt that held 8 cans of beer.
Yeah, sneak. Filling our coats with cans of beer. Oh, my God. Funny stuff. Oh, the memories. Good days. Good times. Good times, man. Stooge Marathon. Okay. I have this note here. It says, my head is back, which is nice.
Your head is back.
My head is back. I lost all my head fat, finally. I look like my old self again.
Okay.
Another note. I believe we alluded to this in another show. If they do a movie about 45, you know,
and they will.
Shatner should play him.
Oh,
I mean, please.
You know,
I don't know if
Oliver
I mentioned
Stone
that.
Has a hard on as a typewriter right now, writing a screenplay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But I see. Can you imagine Shatner?
Yeah.
With the wig? Oh my God.
That would be great.
Just use your imagination. Your head's on a crab, you know.
That's
a real weird note. Thank you, Portnoy. No clue.
No clue
what that means. The next time somebody does something nice for you, just say, thank you, Portnoy.
There you go. Portnoy. We used to have a name, though. Portnoy what? Didn't we used to call Sheldon that or something? Portnoy Fizzin? Portnoy Fizzin or something?
Oh, God rest his soul, man. That was our dead possum for the year, man. Every year a possum
dies.
Yeah,
that's right. I forgot about that.
So, you're going to lose one, I guess, Sheldon. Nah, that's terrible.
Well, he's been away long enough that we really...
Troubled soul.
Yeah,
troubled soul.
We're not...
Decent human. Or maybe not. I don't know. We never could figure it out. One more thing before the 3 minutes. Bill Maher ripped me off, man.
Oh, correct.
Been ripped off, man. Remember Facebook, like after that David Muir interview at 45? And I made a meme.
Yeah.
It had 45's head on Norma Desmond.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. D. Muir, you know. Fucking Bill Maher this Friday night, he ran with it and did a whole bit on how he's like Norma Desmond, man. I'm like, dude, I don't appreciate that. I want to check.
No shame.
Motherfucker, I don't... It's a, my opinion, Bill Maher has been going downhill for a while, and right now, it's at rock bottom. I want a check.
Yeah.
Send me a motherfucking check, motherfucker. This has got to stop.
With, what's her name?
Right.
What's her head? She's still stealing your shit.
Yeah, I got
the
whole
other
name.
Who? What's that? The blonde woman. Her name just escaped me. What was the, she was a stand-up comic. She had this old show. What the fuck is her? Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, Ellen DeGeneres. Oh, well, no, that feud goes way back. Don't even get me started on her.
Uh-huh. Not as far back as Leno.
Well, Leno. Dude, he was stealing my material back in the 1990s. And that's a fucking truth story, man. Don't you listen. Here's this motherfucker with a whole goddamn thing full of cars, and here I am with a goddamn truck and a damn gate rusted
with
off.
With no radio.
And,
yeah.
And he's driving a Duesenberg.
Oh,
all right.
About 75.
Don't get me started on Lena.
Take a spin. You could be a winner.
Oh!
Yay! What is it?
Uh-oh. Well, sorry, folks.
We never win at that.
Yeah, I know. My money's always on black and it comes up red, or vice versa. I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille. Thank you, Portnoy. And back to you, Portnoy. I don't know what that was from, but I think I was reading an article about some guy named Portnoy did something admirable, I think. Starting to come back.
Alexander,
God, I drink
Portnoy?
Too much, you know? Yeah. I don't
One of my favorite books.
Oh, Portnoy's Complaint.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
The Masturbator.
Funny.
Yeah, my mom went to school with Philip Roth.
Yeah.
She used to say, oh, yeah. I was in school with Phil Roth.
Phil.
So it's always Phil Roth. Yeah, she's drew by all his books, man.
Even the Brett.
Anyway. Oh, we're going back to the Golden Throats, ladies and germs.
Oh, okay.
With 3 minutes, you'll never fucking get back. Go!
Yes, friends. There are times in life when you reach a point of conflict with one of your fellow human beings. When this does happen, is yelling and screaming the answer? No. Is foul language or physical violence the answer? No. There is a new answer. So the next time one of your brothers or sisters is mean to you, I want you to take my advice. Let your arms dangle loose at your side. Take a deep breath. Smile and say,
I've got a hose.
Up your nose.
With a rubber hose.
With a rubber hose.
Twice as far.
Twice as far.
With chocolate bar.
With a chocolate bar. Your brother-in-law comes over and he tells you that he's convinced your wife to mortgage your house and put all your money into styrofoam lawn ornaments. Now, I know what you'd like to say to your wife. I know what you'd like to do to your brother-in-law. But that's not what I want you to do. Let your arms hang loose at your sides. Take a deep breath. Smile. Say,
up your nose.
Up your nose, Raymond. I believe there's one in the garden.
On the field. Good.
here tonight look like decent people. People interested in self-improvement. So the next time some clown for no good reason climbs all over your case, I want you to let your arms hang loose at your side. That's it. Now take a deep breath. Good. Smile. Stay. Come on, get into it. Make it a phone company.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
And I'm on the highway to hell.
There it is.
All right.
The immortal Gabe Kaplan.
He's still with
right
us.
Here on our very stage. That didn't age at all, did it?
Yeah. I was in love with his wife on that show.
Wow. I was reading something interesting about when I came across this. That's where this came up, I guess. And it said that he wasn't in the show for most of the last season because Welcome Back, Cotter.
Yeah.
Gabe Kaplan had a falling out with the producer, James Comack, and then and he'd had fights with his co-star. What was her name?
Oh, Straussman. Marcia Straussman.
Marcia Straussman, and they had problems. Yeah.
Oh, really?
But years later, they were comparing notes after Comack had passed away, and they realized that it was Comack that set them against each other.
Oh, no shit.
And caused the stress. Yeah, and then they became friends until she passed away. So, kind of a happy ending.
Well, here's some news from this century.
Pardon?
ELO and the Brandon Lowe Show got an Excellence in Broadcasting Award from the West Virginia Broadcasters Association.
Fucking A,
good
man.
Job.
I'll have to congratulate
good job,
you, man.
ELO.
Yeah.
His daughter,
that's
cute,
cool
man.
As fuck.
Good picture of his daughter
cool
with the laptop. She's a cutie.
Ah, he's a good guy, man.
Yeah,
he's a good guy. That's good news.
That
gotta love good news, man.
Yeah.
We're not fake news.
We're
just good news. Well, no, this isn't all good news. Here's some international intrigue. How about you want some international intrigue to kick it off with?
You know I do. You gotta lay that shit on me.
Alright. Well, let's see, international intrigue. Okay. Italian cops arrest 34. 34 people.
Yeah.
And it was a plot to steal Enzo Ferrari's corpse. Huh? Intriguing, eh?
Yeah.
That's drug gang. They needed money, right? So they were going to
kidnap
the court. Yeah, we're going to kidnap, you know, the Ferrari guy, the car guy. They were going to kidnap his corpse, man, and hold it for ransom. Fucking Italians,
know,
man.
There was people that did that to Lincoln. They actually dug him up.
Yes.
Yeah, they were
going to
kidnap Lincoln.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't succeed, but they actually dug him up or something. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why they put him in the entombed in the shit.
Yeah.
And then Charlie Chaplin, didn't they really steal his corpse? Didn't they actually steal that corpse?
That was the other guy. What the hell? Remember he did the SOB was about that. John Barrymore.
Oh, John Barrymore.
Yeah, and they hoisted him up and drank with him the whole night or something.
Well, yeah, they got drunk with him. That was W.C. Fields and those guys. That's a whole different thing. We should have done that with my buddy last summer, man, you know?
We
would have enjoyed that.
We should do that with Sheldon. Let's do it with Sheldon.
Yeah, we should put a man of glass of Manischewitz in his hand and salute. Anyway, they busted these guys. They set them up and knocked them down like bowling pins, the Italian gendarmes, whoever the fuck they are. What a weird fucking... Geez, we're short on cash. Hey, here's an idea. Let's steal a corpse.
Oh,
weirdo,
guys.
Man.
Does anybody care about the corpse? What the hell?
Well, I guess they care about this Ferrari guy's corpse. They're...
Yeah.
You know, spend millions of dollars to save
it's a fucking carcass. You can have it. What the fuck do I care?
Oh, God. I always tell my kids, you know, Jesus Christ, you discover my fucking carcass sitting here, just put me in a hefty bag, set me at the curb on Tuesday. You know? Jeez.
Someone steals my corpse, I'll probably be having a better time than I did in life.
Well, you know,
if you
donate your body to science, man, then medical students will fucking do shit like party with your corpse and.
There you go.
You know, not, I don't think they molest it, but.
Well, hey,
put a drink in your hand.
Weekend at Gumby's, man. Weekend at Gumby's.
You need to need a little tag though that says I'm a recovering alcoholic, man, because you don't. You know, people partying with your corpse, man. You can't, you know, there's nothing you can do.
That's right. That's right.
You're stuck then. Well, here's some ugly news. You know, GT. Was GT still here? Yeah. There's my buddy. He's always saying how the lovely Reverend Wendy got sold on eBay, which I seen that. It did actually happen this over the weekend. Somebody... Winning bid, son of a bitch.
God damn.
Who's that country singer?
He had
the winning bid.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Blake something.
Yeah. Sheldon! No shit. I think it is.
Oh, yeah. Sheldon or something. Yeah, there you go.
Sheldon. Anyway, speaking of that, okay, you got eBay Craigslist, another one, right?
Yeah.
And this Tennessee couple, they tried to sell, they tried to sell their kid on Craigslist. They listed their newborn on Craigslist.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, these are pieces of human filth. They're
man.
Yeah. And, they listed it on Craigslist.
And they
cops
could have
are
got
like,
away with this? Yeah.
Oh, this is perfect crime, man. You know.
People are fucking morons.
He says they had everything. He says they did have a story, and I don't think I'll be able to share that just yet because it's an ongoing investigation, said the cop. But he says they had everything, birth certificate, shot records, the whole thing. And all the papers.
Okay. So they got like a note of authenticity. So it's really an authentic kid. A collector's item, maybe. All right.
Oh, pieces of shit. Can we douche canoe them, I guess?
Yes, douche canoe them.
No, just a shovel to the head and get it over with.
Okay, yeah. Quick.
Or jerk of the week. We could jerk of the week.
You're the jerk of the week. You're a jerk and it's your week. You really outdid yourself. Like a crazy super jerk. You're probably a big jerk every week. But this week, you're the jerk of the week.
Now, back to our show.
Dagnabbit!
You got a double.
dig it.
All righty.
Yeah, yeah, baby. Yeah.
All right, I don't want porn music. Jeez.
Is Jay Byrne having a joke for us?
You said what?
You got a joke for us?
What's the difference between a joke and a hypothetical question?
A joke? And a hypothetical question?
What's the difference between a joke and a hypothetical question?
Ah, ah, ah!
What?
Did you get it? Did you get
I get it now. I didn't hear the. That's funny. I didn't hear the second part, and you did. You heard the first, and I heard the first, and you did. So it kind of matches.
That makes it even funnier.
I like it.
Beauty. It's beauty. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? It's time for a word from our sponsor.
Oh, cool.
Dippity-doo.
You.
Dippity-doo.
For setting your hair.
Dippity-doo.
Rollers.
Dippity-doo.
Unique.
Dippity-doo.
No slip, no drip.
Dippity-doo. Dippity-doo. Dippity-doo.
Real body.
Dippity-doo.
Holes and holes.
Dippity-doo.
You.
For you.
Boner hose.
Oh!
Kumquats! Oh, yeah! Faux show. Faux show. Let me take my gum out. I was chewing gum during
now,
the...
Commodore, now I'm going to listen to the archive. You got Wendy St. Boner Hose. That's the only time I listen to the archive.
That's why I play it.
Uh-huh.
It generates hits online, man.
Damn Skippy.
The thingy with the thing. You asked how much the kid goes for. The idiot couple put a price of $3,000 in cash on the child.
Okay.
So, yeah. And they brought the cash, man, and they hand it over to kid. They don't, bye-bye.
Okay.
Go on.
There you go.
Slapped on the cuffs.
1 year's guarantee.
Right through. Hey, we're throwing in a box of Pampers. Generic, but still.
Act now and get this set of kids through nine. They should do a late-night commercial, man.
Act now, and we'll get a second one for free. Just pay extra shipping and handling.
I like it.
Okay.
They arrested some douchebag around my way for abducting kids, but his oldest one spent like 13. He bought off of some couple years ago. A couple owed him money for drugs, and they gave him their kids. I'm fucking real. Just kind of down the street from me. Big bastard.
Yeah. Unfortunately, nothing ceases to amaze me anymore.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
But I do say what the fuck now and again.
Oh, yeah.
I'd
like to know what's a Jaybird shake.
Jaybird shed?
In his shed. What's in your shed? You don't have kidnapped kids or anything, do you? Body parts or anything like that?
Right now, I've got 3 chrome wire shelves, industrial size, 2 foot deep wire shelves for sale. You can find them on Twitter.
Hey.
Mention Possum Hour, and I'll give you a discount.
All right. There you go. I'm gonna put your Twitter account in the lounge. Lady J has his back.
Yeah, they're very good shelves, you might want to check them out.
Okay, cool. See that? Yeah,
shelving, man.
Together.
Always practical.
Me and Jay Bird.
Always practical.
Shelving. Get it before Chet gets it.
I almost got to look at Chet Shed today, man. I think he was beckoning me to come in.
Yeah?
But I was like,
eh. You don't want to get too friendly. You don't want, like, neighbors in your house
yeah.
and your shed or you and
yeah.
theirs.
Well, I'm just curious to see if he actually did have my bathroom cabinets in there, you know.
He probably forgot, man.
I know. But he did kind of, like, pause when he asked. I thought, oh, you know, I Well, good night, Uncle Wiggily.
Good
Sleep
night,
tight. Mate. And I hope the Cubs tank this year. All the best. Bye bye. Fuck the Cubs. God damn it. Hey man, before my gig Sunday, I had to draw the bodies, right?
Uh-huh.
So I go to Staples to pick up fine tip markers because I didn't have any.
Okay.
And I'm in line, and it's like great, you know, because I don't want to be too early for this gig, you know, because it's kind of limited time and stuff and whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
I have timing everything. You know, I'm the Commodore. This is a mission I'm trying to pull off. So I get in there, go back, get the markers, run. Ooh, and some really attractive lady was coming toward me, right? You know?
Yeah. Oh.
And really attractive. And I'm like looking at the legs and going up the body, you know, and I get to the face and it's looking at me smiling.
Oh.
Oh.
Boy.
I went, hi. I said, hello, you know. That was nice.
Clicky.
So then, it's all coming back to me now. So I get my markers, and then I go straight to the fucking line, and that lady's there with the, she had nice, ass. Yes, she had nice ass.
Yeah.
And, but I didn't get behind her because the other guy was going to, you know, first, so I went to the other one. And she's ringing me up. You know, it's a transaction of business. And this lady comes up and interrupts. She's like, oh, I don't know if I paid for this. It was in my cart. And you want to say like, hey, bitch, wait your turn. Fucking problem, pushy. But, so I just didn't make any eye contact with her. But I'm thinking, you know, we're transaction acting business here. Get away from me. You know, wait your turn. I hate that, man. Anyway. So I managed to divert because I just kept my eye contact with the checkout lady so that she would keep paying attention to me. See? You know? Like. And it worked out. Worked out, man.
Well,
got out of there. I got the gig 4 minutes early.
They don't like that shit either. So.
It's because she's trying to make chains and shit, and this woman comes up and distracts her. She could, you know, fuck up.
Yeah.
Time wasters, man. Pardon my belch. Anyway. Yeah, I forgot about the chick with the legs. She had them, you know. Them jeans that aren't jeans, they're really yoga pants, but they look like jeans.
Oh, yeah.
I think we were talking about them Friday. And she had nice legs and things. And hi, vegan.
Nice.
Gets any more spring around here. Something might be sprung.
It's almost feet season. Ha ha! Don't be happy.
Alrighty.
Flip-flops, ladies. No sandals.
Oh, you're the foot, the foot guy.
Oh,
this is your time to shine, man.
Yes, you ain't
your
good.
Time to shine.
You check out that ass. I'll be busy with the feet.
I'm an ass, man. Although I like all their parts pretty much equally.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
That goes for that.
But those things get my attention for some reason. Badonkadonk. Oh, we're burning daylight here, partner.
Oh, shit. I'm 15.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
It is Yodeling Time with Frankie Marvin.
My paw, he come from Texas. My maw from Tennessee. They were married in the summer of 1883. They moved to California, and that's where I was born, in a rolling covered wagon on a bright September morn. Yodelay, yodelay-dee-yodelay, in a rolling covered wagon on a bright September morn. My cradle was a saddle, my plaything was a gun. Shooting at the rattlesnakes was my idea of fun. When I was only 17, I rode away from home. The open range was calling, and my time had come to roam. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. The open range was calling, and my time had come to roam. There I met a woman, the flower of the plain. I married her one morning, which shows I have no brain. She said she was a maiden, but oh, how she had lied. When the honeymoon was over, 7 kids were by her side. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. When the honeymoon was over, 7 kids were by her side. I was disappointed, but still I didn't mind. I remained her husband, honest, true, and kind. Until one night I found her up on a stranger's knee. As her long-lost cousin, he was introduced to me. Yodelay, yodelay-dee-dee-ay. As her long-lost cousin, he was introduced to me. I knew she was lying, so I pulled my gun and said, "You're a low-down sneaking coyote," and I filled him full of lead. The jury found me guilty and sentenced me to life, but I'm better off in prison than with such a faithless wife. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. I'm better off in prison than with such a faithless wife.
Sorry, what?
I was just saying, hey. Frankie Marvin sings his heart out. The audience is just asleep at the wheel. What the hell?
I think they were stunned.
Oh, that's it. Because the yodel was outstanding.
Yeah, the Possum Lounge is stunned.
They were stunned.
They're not dead. They're just stunned.
Lovely plumage. all
right. The first thought came to my mind today. Lovely plumage. Ouchah. Oh, speaking of flirting with women, man, and I'm getting my, I think that's why I made the note, I'm getting my head back. I'm starting to like the way I'm looking finally, you know.
Okay,
oh, Duncan,
all right.
Apple cheeks. But all I was right. At, this is a compliment I got that really stuck with me because I think I mentioned I bought glasses a couple of months ago, and I just bought old man glasses. You know, they're fucking bifocals. They're big, square gold frames. Look like granddad left them, you know, on the bus. I'm sitting there at this thing, and of course I was at the high school. It was a high school gig, so you know I take what high school girls think very seriously. I had my Chuck Taylors on, because I always wear Chuck Taylors to high school and college gigs, because you always get it. Some chick will go, "I love your shoes." They're suckers for Chucks.
Chuck Taylor.
No, you get a pair of Chuck Taylors, man.
And
get the young ones.
And Ben Franklin glasses.
All about the footwear. Well, yeah, no, these big, no, they're big, goofy. They look like my old father-in-law's glasses.
Oh, okay.
Fucking googie bifocals. And she goes, oh, and I love your glasses. And I'm like, what? You're kidding. I'm like, no. You're pulling my leg,
Flash.
Right?
Flash.
You know, she goes, no, they look great. I'm like, jeez.
You got the knife, right?
I'll have whatever I'm having. Wait, something like that. Yeah, that was cool.
You got it going on, man. You're nazzing, baby.
So, coming back, man. I ain't nazz yet, but by the end of the year, man, 40 more pounds.
Yeah.
Back on a juice.
Right.
Oh, boy.
I want to
bar
you
the door.
Man. You got a juicer, but you drink instant coffee? I didn't even know they still made instant coffee.
You know, I went to the UDF store, the convenience store, local chain.
Uh-huh.
I stopped in there because I was out of coffee. They did not have any instant beans at all for sale. And I thought, what the f-? You know, nobody drinks instant coffee anymore, I guess.
I think not. I went out with Seinfeld. Remember Mr. Book said, get it. Get instant coffee. You never know who's going to stop over. Enjoy your little pee-pee. Mr. Fuck.
I like instant coffee and cab.
There you go. Some space food sticks to munch on. Beauty. Yeah, man.
My mother used to drink that cab. Yeah.
Tab.
Yeah, I got a new step in my walk, man, with my pork pie hat. I'm digging it. I'm a whole new puppy.
Man.
Got rid of that knotted kerchief. Yeah.
Did you put a pickup yet with the hat?
No. My photographer's in rehab. He's supposed to get out the
wall. Oh, yeah, I remember. That's right. I forgot.
I don't do selfies. I don't do that shit. Maybe I should get my computer to take the picture.
That's what I'm saying, man. Just know, you just look right in your microwave oven, and then...
That's right, I forgot about that.
Yeah, uh-huh. They'll take a picture of you.
I'll get a little cutaway.
Yeah. You know what? How much time we got left? The vet for Friday. I don't know. Well, you know, just microwaves are bad, man. They're not good.
Yeah.
All I use mine for is to warm up my coffee water.
Yeah. I use mine all the time.
I had a real small. Smell these. They're fucking awesome. Bush's baked beans. I don't mean to do a product placement, but these motherfuckers are great. And they have little one serving cans, you know.
Uh-huh.
Flip top. And I made some today. That's what I had for dinner. And then I'm like, I'm not going to throw that in the microwave. Take all the fucking whatever vitamins are left in this shit, and, you know, nutrients. So I chopped up some onions real fine and started frying that in the pan, and then threw the beans on top of there. And holy crap, that was great.
You know what? You're a cowboy. You're like those old cowboy TV shows where they sit around the fire, open up a can of beans, and they make coffee.
I was thinking that while I'm eating. I'm going, I'm like the fucking Virginian over here, man, eating my beans around a campfire,
man. You're Randolph fucking Scott.
If I am a cowboy, you know, seriously.
Coffee from scratch.
I'd have to be Randolph Scott.
Uh-huh.
You'd do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. I think we need a quick commercial message.
Yeah.
What
do you got? Who's our sponsor?
Oh, there's one.
I'm sure you recognize this lovely melody as Stranger in Paradise.
Sorry, man, that was too long. Never mind. Never mind. We'll just run out the clock here, man. Get that tequila boiling. Hey, man, I'm glad everybody showed up, and I hope everybody had a wonderful time.
2020, man. The guests hardly ever stay for the entire thing.
That's fucking awesome, man.
It is.
That was the Polovetsian Dance number 2 by Borodin, in case you're keeping track.
Thank you.
Yeah. Make note of that in your possum handbook. I couldn't believe the young girl thought my glasses were cool, though. They're, like, so not cool, dude. They are so not cool.
Are they, like, the big ones from the 80s?
Yes, they're huge. They're square, and they're...
There?
No, they're like my pap used to wear, man.
Okay.
God bless him. I really like my father-in-law a lot. He was a cool guy, man. Well, he's still around. I still like him. He's a good dude. Thank you, Dunkamine Cake.
Water.
He's a good man. This was a church show. Thank you all for showing up.
Thanks, church. Church. That's Groucho would
say. Thank you, Portnoy.
I like that. I think we got something going here.
Thank you, Portnoy. I got to get a less squeaky chair, to be honest.
We gotta write all this shit down. We got when you want to leave abruptly, you gotta say I have a chimp.
I got a chimp.
We got a whole thing going on.
Ready?
We have to publish a fucking book.
Well, that's in the hand. It's in the back of the handbook. It's in the in the glossary in the back. You just have to.
That's it. We're called Benny Crackers.
Benny Cooker's Crock Book. Crock Book for Drinkers.
What are?
Yeah, man. All right, hold on. Fucking transporter.
We love
this thing's getting.
Magic C, wherever you are.
I know. Magic C, come back. Come back. This transporter's been real cranky, so I hope you all dematerialize in bed and you're okie doke. So. Good night, everybody!
Good night, everybody.
See! Jews in Spain!
Jews are in space, assuming a law protecting the Hebrew race. If Jews are in space, it's all that appears to put it right back in its place. And go!
Sound effect. Yeah, they're good.
We'll buy something up.
Ah! Alrighty. Boy.
I'm surprised I made it, bro. I'm hungry, boy.
My hunger passed me by, man. Okay. I was hungry, now I ain't. I'm going to eat.
I got grilled cheese with bacon. I'm going to throw into Georgie.
Damn it,
grill
Christmas.
That puppy right up. There you go. And a Red
Sounds
Bull.
Good.
I'm set. And then a cigar.
I had yesterday I had a Subway sub.
Oh, yeah?
And I figured the secret to the Subway sub, oil and vinegar dressing. Bam!
Okay, that works. That works.
Keeps it light, man. Keeps it light.
Subway knew about Jared.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way Jared
liked it. Yeah. Jared bought that little baby from eBay.
Well, he was bidding on it, but
uh-huh.
The cop won the bid.
Oh, it's a fucked up life we live in, ain't it?
Hey, I got a baby who give me five for the city. I got a baby here, give me five for the baby.
Austin Hawk, little kids.
Excuse me. Also, there is a lapse in grammar and spelling.
Yeah.
It's really starting to bother me. Nobody cares. LOL.
Yeah.
LOL. 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 Quit typing LOL.
Supposed to be laughing.
For the fucking love of God.
Did you know that?
What's it
that?
Looks retarded now. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say retarded. That's not a good word.
Laugh out loud is incorrect. You're supposed to say laugh aloud.
Huh? I guess so, yeah.
Is it? Yeah. We got to come up with a new... We got to do giggling like a schoolgirl.
Giggling like a schoolgirl.
We got to push that.
Giggling like a little schoolgirl.
Little
schoolgirl. G-L-A-L-S-C.
Uh-huh.
Giggling like a little schoolgirl.
Yeah. It's good to be a little schoolgirl. But man,
we
LOL. It's like
Porcupine Bob set.
Bob. LOL. Oh, that call from Sarah Coventry.
That?
I probably shouldn't give away the secrets. Was that kind of weird and disjointed?
Very. Why? What's going on?
Yeah. That was all true. Those were all updates on Facebook from this one particular person. I'm not kidding you. No.
She was LOL
no.
in that stupid shit? That doesn't even make sense?
Yeah. Tell me!
Yeah. Well, Heidi's in that same thing there. It's going to be 71 degrees, LOL.
I know. LOL. What was some of that shit?
I was having
man?
A
was
peanut butter
shit.
And jelly sandwich, LOL.
Your syphilitic miscarriage of Mongolian gangbang, LOL. Swear
oh,
to God, man. I can't make that up. I can't make up syphilitic miscarriage of a Mongolian gangbang, LOL. I'm not have that kind of creativity. Maybe those kids at that party, you know, the crab, maybe that crab kid, yeah. When she grows up, she'll be coming up with zingers like that on Facebook, but suck my imaginary dick, LOL. A person has a lot of rage, but
yeah.
I was thinking like, man, I should like, you know, unfollow this, and then I'm like, nah, it's good material.
Just
write them down.
I like that.
Write them down when you get a good one. Man, there's trouble.
I hear you. That's what.
Sorry about that, man. You know. So,
Jazz Appreciation Month, everybody. Listen to jazz. It's all about jazz.
Jazz Appreciation Month. And also, was it really Sexual Harassment Awareness Month, or was that a gag?
Yeah, I think
sure.
Trump did that. Yeah, I think he actually officially said, well, Kay, Derek and Kay announced it, or Kay did.
Okay.
That's what it is. Sexual harassment or whatever.
Yeah, because Saturday we got to the gig, and then this one gal, a nice attractive gal that draws caricatures, uh-huh. was there. She shows up, and the other guy goes, "Oh, you're looking pretty good." And she goes, "Oh, thanks." And he goes, "April Fool."
Wow, Jesus
and,
Christ.
I know. Because it's national. And then I said, well, it's national sexual harassment. Because he's the boss, you know, and he tells that to the girl. I said, and I, national sexual harassment. Oh,
that's all right. That
kinda
works.
Funny. She got a good sense
kinda like
of humor.
Kind of like a pirate bounce. I like it.
Not too many women draw caricatures. They're a rare breed.
She's pretty good. We were talking about that too, right? Tommy too?
No, this is a different chick.
Oh, okay.
Kelly.
I didn't even know there was two. That's how rare they are.
Yeah, yeah. They are rare, man. Not too many of them around. Kelly's really good. She's really good. She's very good.
Yeah, she seems like a cool chick.
She's interesting, man. She's one of them, you know, she kind of, what do you call, libertarian, conservative. She likes Rand Paul.
Oh, okay. Rand Paul.
I'm like a big fan of the dad, but not so much the curly head. He's, I think he's a, I don't want to say.
I don't know anything about these people. It's none of my business.
He's a jerk. He's
through.
A jerk.
I'm just
take it from me,
through.
He's a jerk. Yeah. He's a jerk.
None of my business.
Nothing to see here, man. Yeah. It's almost like now it's like getting boring, man. I want a new show. Turn the channel.
Yeah. Yeah, this reality TV.
Something else.
TV. Diet Coke.
It's boring.
Yeah. This reality show went all too long.
Yep. They passed prime. I want to stay past my prime for a little bit, you know, just so I can yell at little kids to get off my lawn.
Oh, yeah.
Hey! Get off it, man. What, you little crab? Crab kid, get out of here.
And you can flirt with women and it's not harassment because you're just a cute old man.
I know. I know. I'm getting
ass.
A little bit of that already.
You
are too, probably. Yeah. Yeah. Get away with a lot of shit that if you were younger, you'd get slapped, you know?
That's right.
Great.
I am too. I got the great goatee and everything. My pork pie hat.
You know what they say? There might be snow on the roof. Fire in the furnace, baby. Oh, yeah. Alrighty. Let's pull the string. Pull the string. Bela Lugosi's house was for sale a week or so ago. We didn't mention it on the news, but it wasn't the little suburban place that he was in Plan 9 from Outer Space. Yeah. No, it was like a mansion, so it must have been from his salad days when he was a big star. He was a huge star, man. Bela Lugosi. You know, he's no joke.
No, he's not.
Hey, I'll fight any of you to say any different. Take you on right now. Scrap it. We'll figure it out right here and now. Dave Bird just flew to coop. Thank you for coming, sir.
Dave Bird.
Thank you for listening to the archives. If you're listening to me saying this, then you are, well, you're either Professor R.J. Gumby, thank you, or you're a devoted possum.
Yeah.
And speaking of devoted possums, I hope Maggie C's okay, man. I worry about, you know, I worry about the regs when they don't show, you know, without any warning. Because I care, man. I care about her.
She could be working late. She has one of those jobs where she could be.
I know. I hope she's working and making good coin, man.
Yeah.
Passing around some good vibes like she always does.
She was at the Derrick and Kay show last night. Oh, was she?
Okay,
no,
cool.
She wasn't. Was she? I can't remember now. No, she wasn't.
I like how you have conversations with yourself. How do you do that?
I have to face all the time.
You must be bipolar or something, right?
I can't figure it out.
Bye.
Derrick, I fucking went.
I'm out of jokes, man. I have nothing. I can't think of anything funny to say. Except that my head is
so
back.
So far, you're insulting retarded and bipolar people.
I know.
Look at you.
Thank you, Portnoy.
You're going to be ashamed of yourself.
Thank you, Portnoy. Hey, good night, everybody.
You know, that's today's episode. Good night, everybody.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.